I'm Joy Robertson, and this is Inside the Food Channel. We're going to talk about something today that some of you may have used in your kitchen, and if you haven't, you might consider it. Lots of us cook using wine as a flavor enhancer, but cooking wine is something different altogether. And Food Channel editor Kay Logsdon, you've experimented with some cooking wines over the years, and particularly in the last couple of weeks. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's great as a flavor enhancer, and probably the chief reason to use a cooking wine, or what some people call a wine vinegar, is that it's more shelf stable. So you don't have to open a bottle of wine for just a splash of wine flavor or of wine enhancement to your meal. You can throw a little bit on with cooking wine and put it back on the shelf for next time without wasting any of that wine bottle that you might otherwise open.
The first thing I think of when cooking with wine, for whatever reason, is Marsala, because I really like chicken Marsala. And, you know, you have this bottle sitting there and you use it from time to time. And then you look at it again and think, you know, is this still good? Not sure. But there are products out there that have a much longer shelf life that you may find yourself cooking with a little bit more often if it doesn't get stuck back somehow in the liquor cabinet.
Yeah, and cooking wine is not intended as a beverage. It is very specifically formulated for using as a food ingredient. So it is an ingredient that you would put into a recipe as opposed to something that you would drink. Again, usually less, I think almost always, less expensive than any kind of wine or even a cheap cooking wine and shelf stable.
Many of us have seen the Holland House brand on shelves with things like vinegars, and now we see more sort of flavors of cooking wines, and you've experimented with some of those. I'm seeing everything from Marsala to sake to sherry. What have you taken home and tried?
Some of the white wine and the red wine, cooking wine, just real basic flavors. The ability to just throw some into a pan with the meat that goes with it. So a red wine would go with a beef, whatever the beef dish is, a steak certainly, or a beef tips or something like that. And for deglazing is terrific. So throw some beef tips in, let those juices kind of marinate in your pan. Throw a little bit of cooking wine in there to enhance the flavor, bring out something, just those nuances that give you just a little bit more, and pull up all those crunchy bits that you get in the pan with just a little bit more of the sauce that's created through the use of the cooking wine, and you've got something great. You use a white wine with a seafood, for example, so a shrimp pasta dish, for example, same thing. Just throw that in there. You can either let it marinate, or you can sauté with it, or you can just use it for deglazing.
And that's where the good stuff is, the little bits, the deglazing. And a lot of people will just deglaze with a broth, but a cooking wine would add so much more depth and so much more of a flavor. And, you know, a lot of times I don't think people may get a little bit of stymied about where to use a cooking wine. I think some people might think of it in terms of maybe a beef tips dish or maybe a spaghetti sauce, but we're seeing it used in everything from, you know, you might use a sherry in something like a French onion soup, maybe even chili. People are using it in, I found a recipe for a cheesy grits using a cooking wine. So there's all sorts of things that you could use this for to get the flavor enhancement that you need without, like you say, having to pop open a bottle of wine that you may not really want to drink right away.
Yeah, and you know, we want to be careful. Cooking wine does have alcohol in it. I've forgotten. I think it's around 13% or something like that. So it does have alcohol, and there's all the debate about whether the alcohol actually cooks out or not. And of course, that kind of depends on factors such as how concentrated is that cooking wine as opposed to the other liquids that you may mix it with, the heat point that you're going to get it to, and how long you're going to have it cook. So a splash that you throw on to something at the last minute, like a crepe or whatever, probably has a higher amount of alcohol left in it, even though it's at a really high heat because you don't cook it very long, as opposed to something that you would put a little more alcohol in and cook for hours and hours in a slow cooker, for for example, would have less of that alcohol content left in it. So this is not for the people that don't drink alcohol at all. It is more of a substitute for those who want to use alcohol in a more reliable, shelf-stable, flavor enhancement sort of way, where they can keep a bottle handy and use it as needed instead of having to open up something special.
I was looking at Holland House website, and I found a couple of recipes that I'm really eager to try. One of them is a Marsala burger. I think that would be a delicious addition to a nice juicy burger. And there's a poached pears recipe, which I've always been a fan of poached pears. But imagine sort of poaching using a Marsala wine. That would be something entirely new.
Yeah, there really are a lot of recipes that you can use cooking wine in. There's all kinds of pasta dishes. There's the things you've talked about that are unusual. And we're seeing this as an upwardly mobile trend, in that more and more people are looking for those easy fixes to make their meals taste just a little bit better without going to a lot of extra work or buying a lot of extra products. And so this is certainly a great ingredient to keep on hand in your pantry at all times. There are some different flavors that come out with interaction with alcohol, even that little bit of alcohol, that really kind of bump you up a notch and make you come across as that expert cook that so many people are looking for. If they know how to use a cooking wine, it just gives them that added oomph, that little something special. Just even dishes like a fondue or whatever, if you can throw a little bit of cooking wine into the fondue, that will help to actually lower the boiling point of the cheese and help it prevent curdling. Mm. So if you weren't going to put any other wine in your fondue, think about a cooking wine that would go in there, because it's going to make your fondue do better. So there's another on-trend thing that we need to talk about at some point, joyous fondue and what's happening with that. But there are all these uses that people haven't thought about for years that are beginning to come to the forefront now that we've got some good cooking wines, and certainly Holland House is a good example of those.
And flavor enhancement goes a long way, and a lot of people really don't think about anything other than maybe a little salt and pepper, your traditional spices, but this is something that people might want to experiment with a little bit, because these can be great fun to use, to throw in. You know, I made a really, really nice soup last night, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I wish I'd had a bottle of that sherry cooking wine on hand. That would have been delicious in this soup. So I'm excited about getting in the kitchen and trying some new things. What other suggestions do you have?
You know, if you think in threes, like so many people do, you know, think about cooking wine for a marinade. Think about it for a sauté, or even a low boiling point in a pan, and think about it as for a deglaze, which is my favorite way to use it. It's that last splash that just adds something at the end, and that helps make sure that you're not leaving anything behind in the pan that's kind of delectable and really adds to the flavor of your food. So those are the things that you really want to be thinking about that just really help you take your cooking up a little bit and put something really cool on your table.
All right, Food Channel editor Kay Logsdon, thanks so much. And if you would like more recipes and food inspiration, you can always log on to foodchannel.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy cooking. We'll see you next time.